He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, we've never really discussed how Raven behaves during Super Bowls, because he's like so into football, but is he like a fun guy to watch the game with? In my house, the guys never want us in the same room. It's so annoying, but the truth of the matter is like I don't really want to talk to them anyway, so we just, all the women go to a different room. Like, what happens during your Super Bowl experience?
He's actually really boring. Like, we watch it alone.
Wow.
Yeah. If he didn't want me in the room, that would be weird.
Well, if there was nobody else there, he literally has no one else to talk to.
You guys get up so early, he just can't really enjoy it.
Not unless I want to walk in here with a banging headache.
Does he have any weird superstitions or anything like that?
I don't think so, but he does have a habit of shutting stuff off too early. Like, he'll go to bed, he'll shut it off, and he'll think somebody won, and he'll wake up the next morning and they lost. So he's done that before.
Yeah, it's true. It's happened with games. I'm not sure. I don't remember a Super Bowl, but it's happened with games, elections, all sorts of stuff.
You just call it. Yeah. You call it yourself,
yeah.
And then you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's over. Like, it's already decided. Then I wake up the morning, and I'm quite surprised.
Raven was arguing earlier this week, 40% of Americans want to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday where you're off. And I just think it's ridiculous. Like, what if you don't care about the game?
Yeah, well, that's up to them.
You get a day off.
Right. Right. There's nothing wrong with that, having another day off.
Well, having another day off is okay, but if you have to trade one in for that, like, I kind of like the way they're spaced out right now. Like, if you think I'm giving up Easter because of the day after the Super Bowl or New Year's Day, like, no thank you.
President's Day, no problem.
No, President's Day isn't, well, I guess it's close enough, but I like President's Day. It's like a random break in the middle of February. Now we're going to move it up 2 weeks. It's too close to the holiday break.
We did have a Super Bowl party one time, and I'm pretty sure that I had a hard time staying awake to the halftime show. Not a great host when you're snoring.
Yeah, well, we did. We went somewhere last year. Yeah, we went to a nice Super Bowl party last year. But the thing is, because he's got to go to bed, we have to leave during halftime. And that's my favorite part. I don't want to leave during halftime.
I always, if I'm somewhere, I leave right after the halftime show. Or if I'm home, I'll go to bed and leave everybody downstairs after the halftime show.
I don't even know how, like, if you're at a party, like, you make your husband leave after the halftime show and he's missing part of the third quarter?
No, 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 we take two cars.
I was going to say, you would never go for that.
Yeah, no, we take two cars. And then I take the kids home and I put them to bed because it's a school night. And he'll stay and do whatever he does with his friends.
Oh, man, that sounds like the life.
I mean, I guess.
So that I'll be here with you.
Right. So, are you going to make snacks, though?
I'm making a few snacks. I actually have to go get the stuff today because I'm going with the girls tomorrow, a few of my girlfriends, and I won't be home Saturday. So, I have to come home Sunday and make snacks. He wants homemade guacamole and ice cream, and he wants me to make whatchamacallit bars. That sounds very involved, melting caramel, and I don't know that I'm going to be doing that.
Where'd you even get that from?
Sent you on a girls' night out before. Come on, hey, whatchamacallit bars.
But why can't you just buy them? I don't even know the last time I saw a whatchamacallit bar.
He wants the Rice Krispie ones.
Wait, can't you just get some buffalo wings like everybody else in America?
Thank you.
I want what I want.
It's the Super Bowl. Can you make me a whatchamacallit bar?
I don't understand. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna.
I feel like a B's a win
whatever.
For you. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, he didn't do anything A-worthy, but...
But then again, did anybody really?